This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wifey filed for divorce?
Well, damn, son, at least you got weekends free now.
Better download Hinge.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Well, 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 everybody, we made it to work on the first snowfall of the year.
Did y'all trudge through the snow like me?
No, there was no snow. Come on.
Uphill both ways? What you talking about?
There was not a lot of snow.
5 feet. 5 feet in Bayview.
I mean.
5 feet.
5 feet. Knock it off.
5 centimeters.
Thank you. Little victories today. I want to say my little victory, actually, though, is because we starting in the show now with little victories. And we find a positive spin on things. This is nothing but positive. Yesterday, I went to a Loom Cosmetic.
Yeah. Okay.
My place where I get my skin removal surgeries. I hit up the med spa.
The med spa. I was going to say the med spa.
Falls.
Got it.
And I got the BBL laser.
Yeah, well.
Every time I say the BBL, people think it's the butt lift.
The BBL, laser.
There's a laser they use on your face. A lot of women and men get it. And you probably have never heard about it, but it's to basically kind of get rid of the redness and the spots. And I have a lot of sunspots and I have acne scarring and things like that. So
is it like a chemical peel?
Kind of, but not
a laser.
But no, because I'm not peeling. You can see me. I'm fine. But I'm
just talking about things that I've seen about, like, beauty stuff. I don't know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's a little spicy. That's the word they use when they doop, 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 doop,
doop.
They come across my face kind of with heat. Boop, boop, boop.
I know what
boop,
it is.
Boop,
I got
boop.
It.
It's a laser.
It's a lesser version of, like, a tattoo removal
laser. Correct.
It. Now I'm there.
So it's supposed to get rid of scarring and redness and all the sunspots I have on my face. And I've seen before and afters.
Did that yesterday?
I did it yesterday. Now we wait a couple weeks. But I seem okay today.
Yeah.
It's no downtime. Look at me. I'm back.
Look at you.
My face is fine. And we'll see if it helps at all. But I know women that have had before and after. And I can't wait to see the results. So.
Word.
Little victory. I tried something new. The BBL facial laser.
BBL laser.
What's your little victory?
Honestly, my little victory is short and sweet today, mm-hmm. dog. We woke up this morning and we made it to work.
Yes.
We here, we active, and we ready to go.
And the Bucks won?
And the Bucks won.
Little victories, baby. I loved that. That was a perfect encore for Little Victories. Thank you, DZ.
Got you, dog.
Coming up next, the question of the day. I don't know if you're ready for this one, but you better be.
I've been ready. Born ready. What you talking about?
Let's go. First snowfall. We made it, everybody. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Here we go. This is a very serious question. I was in deep thought about this at the gym the other day while I was washing my hands.
This is okay. All right. I'm listening. Let me put my serious face on.
Very serious. When you're washing your hands, and I hope you do.
You better be.
Paper towels or dryer, go.
Okay.
Because we could go down the list of things like
everything.
Like automatic sinks or the ones you have to turn. Do you want a censored sink or a non-censored sink? But we're going to stick with the basic paper towels or dryer today because, boy, when I grab two paper towels, I feel a little guilty.
Do you?
But I don't want to sit there with the dryer either for 20 seconds. I'm not in the mood. I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah. No,
so
I get
are you a dryer? One's more green.
One uses more
energy, though. I mean, what do you want?
See, but now as we've learned and evolved and gotten to know a little bit more about technology, we've realized that those air ones aren't necessarily healthy for you, though, because then they're just pushing pollutants and stuff from the bathroom.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, you got to nowadays. What?
Yeah, with dust flying everywhere.
Come on, it ain't dust, I'll tell you that. It's the bathroom. It's plume.
Ew, now I'm grossed out.
You said you were getting serious. Let's get serious.
You just ruined dryers for me in the bathroom. That's it. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Great. Now what?
Well, next? The question is now null and void. Everybody use paper towels.
Everybody. No, but seriously, so you're a paper towel person?
If it's an option, yeah, I do prefer the paper towel for same reasons. One, I don't feel bad for grabbing two. I actually grab three.
Well, it also depends on how long the paper towels are.
True.
Like at our gym, they're long. So when I take two, I feel a little guilty.
And that's their fault for setting it that long.
But when they're short, I take five. So what's the difference?
That's why I just cut it in the middle and I always take three. Don't care how big it is.
Fair enough.
I prefer because it dries your hands a little quicker, dries your hands a little better. And then it also gives you a little handle grabber to go ahead and get out the door after you've washed your hands.
You're one of those people that will always use
now,
the paper towel on the handles. People are nasty.
I wasn't before 2020. Now I am.
Well, you saw how gross people are after that.
Exactly.
And that people don't care if they get you sick. I mean, you kind of learn that. People are like, I'm dirty, don't care. You're my problem.
But honestly, if there's only the automatic air dryers, though, I will wash my hands and then I will swish my hands in the air, flappy, 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 and then pat them on my pants and then go.
Oh, I'm a big flapper.
Big flapper.
Big flapper when I come out and there's a dryer.
Call us the 20s, baby. We're flappers.
We're flappers.
Ha-cha-cha.
Are you dryers or towels? Wait, yes. Dryers or towels in the bathroom? 414-533-1037. Let me pull up the text. We can also take your voice messages through the Odyssey app. I already got messages from people saying they left us messages, so I need to go check them.
We already got messages about the messages?
Somebody texted in and said, dryers are terrible and they spray all the germs everywhere. Yeah, I know. You and DZ have traumatized me.
Well, you're welcome.
Jeez. Paper towel, 1,000%. I hate the loud, unnecessary noise. That's John in Germantown. Now, John, have you seen the reels where they put the goat sound? The...
No. No.
Somebody took a goat doing that face. I'm making you laugh because I'm doing the
face. I need that video.
And it's every time that the paper towels come out, they put a goat's face going,
the bleat, the goat bleat?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe that's not in your algorithm.
Hey, listen, some of us are lucky.
It will be now.
Now that we're talking about it for real, though.
Get ready. All right. Paper towels or dryers? Very serious question for question of the day. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
It's very serious. I was in deep thought at the gym thinking about this as I was washing my hands. Dryers or paper towels, everyone? Because it matters and it does make a difference.
It actually does, whether you think about it or not.
As much as dryers are supposed to help the environment, I'm still a paper towel girl. The one way you cannot call me a green gal.
I'm with you on that one, bro. If there's no paper towels, I'm patting my hands on my pants.
Yeah, totally. Let's start with Lisa in Oak Creek this morning. morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Allie and DC. Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, well, God, I got you guys. It's like the second time, but not 5 days in a row. I'll get there.
You'll get
You're going to get there. You're going
to
get there.
It takes dedication to get a theme song on this show, Lisa.
It ain't easy. It really ain't.
Well, yeah, and I want a theme song with the Army cadence because I'm in the military, so you got to find one.
Oh, she's already got ambition, too. Listen, as soon as she said, I'm in the military, I was like, oh, she's on the way. She's on the way.
Cue Beyonce marching with the soldiers. Where do I start? Where do I start? Okay, for real, though, do you want paper towels or dryer, Lisa?
It's paper towels all the way. I housekeep in the office, and they best be using those paper towels, let me tell you.
Okay. Oh, this is, you're a housekeeper for an office, so she sees it all.
Or she's valid to know.
Yeah, she can tell when you walk in if they've been using them or not, so they won't be sealed up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Water all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh my
absolutely.
Goodness.
Oh, so yeah. Lisa,
they're not
says,
the best, but
no, but we're gonna use them. Okay, Lisa, received one for paper towels. Noted.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
Love you
Salute.
Too. I love it when and people say love you on the way out.
Thank you for your service.
So nice. And thank you for your services, right? Let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan. Still trying to get a theme song. It's this poor girl.
Hey, listen, like we just said, it ain't easy, Kyla. Good morning.
I know. It is not easy. It is dedication.
It is. 5 weeks later, she's
goodness.
Still trying. But hey, Kyla.
I know.
Paper towels or dryer? What are you picking?
Go.
Paper towels, 100%.
Gang, gang.
And now we wonder why the ozone layer is disappearing as we get on the paper towel side.
I know. I was thinking about it. I just pull a bunch through. But no, for the same reasons DZ said, like, I don't want the people in front of me, their water splashing off the wall when I'm using the dryer, touching my hand.
Getting all over my face.
I'm all about the little swish and then wipe it on my pants.
Yep. Yeah.
The swish flat pat.
Yep.
All right, Kyla. She says the paper towel
paper
and the
towel.
Flap if you need.
Yep.
All right.
And the flap.
Bye, Kyla.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
I'm reading our texts and somebody said, dryers use electricity, so are they really better for the environment? Yes. I mentioned that in the beginning. Yes, they do take electricity, but overall, we waste a ton of paper and we fill the landfills for no damn reason. Okay? We'll get to that in another day.
The per capita and supposedly they're energy efficient, but we don't know. Didn't make it. Just show me the schematics.
They didn't sign their name. This has to be my friend Mrs. Doucette, who was my kids teacher. She said, I'm with DZ on everything. Another thing to add, it has to be paper towel when I have Silas. Oh, it might be Amanda and Racine.
Oh, okay.
I know two people with babies named Silas right now.
So we don't know who it is. One of the two.
Isn't that Amanda's baby, Silas? They said they don't like them. Well, what's Amanda's baby's name? Everybody's name is getting mixed up now. It's not Silas.
Isn't it Elijah?
Savannah and Elijah. No, it's Isaiah.
Isaiah. Oh, we suck. We're terrible.
Fired.
Oh, we're fired.
We're so fired.
And so off the rails.
No, it's definitely Ms. Doucette. Okay, just hit Jenny in Milwaukee. I apologize. This show is a mess today.
We are terrible. Good morning, no?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Talk to us.
Paper towels or blow dryers when you're washing your hands?
I'm going to blow y'all mine. I don't use either.
Uh-huh.
I will shake off my hands a little bit, mm-hmm. but then I will, tap my face and tap my arms to get the moisture to suck back in.
Oh, I actually don't necessarily hate that. I kind of like that.
Jenny uses
keeps
nothing.
The moisture, and I have tattoos, so that helps with the moisture and keeps the tattoos looking fresh.
Hold on. This is important because my friend just got another tattoo on her finger, mm-hmm. and she's like upset because it's already disappearing. And she goes, no matter what I do, I can't get tattoos on my hands to stay because she washes her hands so much. So this is actually a good tip. So you don't dry. You just kind of let it air dry and moisturize. Interesting.
And then she uses the excess water on it. Think about it. That is the greenest you could do because she's not even letting the extra water go to waste.
Totally.
Nope.
Totally.
Nope.
She's using it on her body.
Jenny.
Jenny for the win.
Yeah. Jenny saving the earth one face pat at a time.
And not even on purpose. Not even on purpose.
I like it. Jenny, you win.
Jenny, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
So simple.
Bye.
So easy today.
She said, no, you're welcome.
We decided it's neither.
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 I'm with Jenny now.
All right. None. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hi. Sorry, DZ has no idea what's going on.
I
want to play some messages from our listeners.
Yeah.
Can you play one more song and then we'll play them? And then, because our messages are blowing up on the Odyssey.
Oh, it's going crazy?
Yeah, let's play a song. We'll play some messages, then we'll get into What Would DZ Do.
Say less.
I can't keep up with you guys. All right, two quick messages before we get into What Would DZ Do.
Only two?
Only two. We don't have a lot of time.
Fine.
But on the Odyssey app, on the Listen Live page, right next to Listen Live to Kiss FM, you can send us a voice message now. And your wife left us one.
Wifey.
Yes.
Hey, baby. I love you.
Aww.
Have a good day.
Hi, Aaron. Love you. Have a good day.
Hi. Fine. Whatever. You can love it too.
Hi, Sammy and Danny, if you're in the car too. By the way, love you. Have a good day, boys. Okay.
Okay, Santino.
I do sound like our regulars. No, your wife left us a voice message because we were talking for the question of the day when you're washing your hands, if you prefer paper towels or a dryer.
Yeah.
If there is no paper towels, I'm going to wash my hands, go back into the stall I just used, because I always leave a little toilet paper hanging, and I'm going to round out that toilet paper, and I'm using toilet paper to dry my hands. But I'm
going
to go on my happy merry way.
All right, so Aaron is using paper towels, even if it's toilet paper.
Even if it's toilet paper towels.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll leave you with this one before we get into What Would DZ Do. Thank you, Sherry, Mason, and Lindsay, for leaving another message after the Bucks won last night.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, Allie and DZ. It's Sherry.
And Mason.
And Lindsay.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Let's go.
We own Chicago.
That part.
Mason for the win, baby.
My dog.
Yeah, all right. He's cute. So there you go. They were at the Bucks game last night.
Perfect.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, baby.
You ready for What Would DZ Do?
I don't know.
Let's
I don't
go.
Think so.
Yes, we are. Let's go.
Fine.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today?
I may make this one worse. I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not gassing.
Jeez.
I'm just unsure myself.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, maybe y'all got me on this.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
What's the issue?
Sharon hit us up.
Uh-huh.
And she's always feeling homesick.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what always means, so let's just go.
Yeah, what is that? Because I've moved away from home. You moved away from home.
I live thousands of miles from my home.
Same, across the country for
years.
I mean,
my home is where my family is,
yeah,
obviously. But as far like where I was born.
Columbia.
You know, Columbia, right. My home,
mm-hmm.
right? So she goes, Allie and DZ, I've had this issue and this struggle for quite a while, but it's gotten worse over the past few months. Let me explain. I live alone, have done so for a few years, no partner, mm-hmm. and I don't count my pets. Don't have contact with most of my family, have gone to low to no contact with the ones I was talking to, don't have any kids, and my sister, my only close family member, mm-hmm. lives in a different country. I don't know if any of this might be relevant. It is. But I just want to stop feeling this way. I know I sound like a loner, but I do have friends. It just doesn't fill the same void I feel.
Mm.
I often get that I want to go home feeling,
mm-hmm.
even when I'm sitting in my own house. Now sure it makes sense when I'm out and about and just want to be home,
mm-hmm.
but when I get home and still the feeling doesn't go away.
She's lonely.
Then I just feel empty, don't know what to do. My mm-hmm. therapist says I'm not creating enough space for myself to feel comfortable in my environment, but I'm clearly still not comfortable.
Yeah.
Has anyone experienced this? What's your advice? What's going on or how to deal with it? Any and all advice. Appreciated. Aww. Thank you. Love you guys. Sharon.
Aw, Sharon. Love you too.
Well,
Sharon's lonely.
Yeah.
She has no family, it sounds like.
Right.
No real friends.
No family she talks to. Right?
Yeah.
And she might not like this,
mm-hmm.
but that's the aspect she's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon is, you know, the void, the emptiness, having friends, being established, what mm-hmm. sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
You miss your family. You miss your kin. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the connection or disconnection happens to be, but maybe that's where you start.
Mm.
I think maybe that you try to reconnect with the fam.
Ah, that's your advice.
If you've got friends.
But they're not around her, are they?
Well, okay, so she said the sister, only sister she's close to.
Yeah.
That she lives in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Set a trip. right? Maybe go visit her. It's not going to be long term, but it'll fill a temporary void, right? Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to give her a solution for here and now and home and now.
Go visit or reconnect with the family.
But that's not going to help, and she's going to feel just as empty when she comes right back, right? Or try to reconnect. That's what I'm saying. Try to reconnect with the family that you have lost contact with. Mm. Whatever family members you don't rock with, bet. Leave them out. No contact.
Yeah.
But the ones that went low contact, maybe try to raise it up a little bit.
That's true. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I actually was not going the hang out with your family and reconnect with them route. I was going with the build a new family, make some new friends, and join some new stuff. Maybe even if you're religious, go to a church.
Okay.
And if you're looking for a family setting, if you're not religious, join a league. Join a group. Find an activity.
Oh.
Build a new family.
Oh, you on a roll.
I am, kind of, because I had to build one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my family is now my friends in a lot. Right. I mean, obviously, I have sisters and parents, but here, it's my friends.
I mean, or your friend sucks. She says, I sound like a loner, but I do have friends.
It just doesn't.
It doesn't fill the same void. Oh. How do you fill the same void? Yeah, probably find better friends.
Because she doesn't know these people very long, so they don't feel like home. See? And that's why you have to build and rebuild.
Are we missing it? Hold on.
You see what I mean? It's like a breakup.
Does
like,
Sharon want a partner?
Maybe.
Maybe? Because she said, I live alone, no partner, no kids, no nothing.
Do you think
maybe
she wants a partner or friends?
She wants a relationship.
Well, you could have both in one.
She's craving a relationship. Mm-hmm. Whichever, whether it's platonic or romantic, she is craving, deep craving.
Everything I said gives you those things, right? Maybe. Okay, you say reconnect with family, though. What do we think? 414-533-1037. Whoever said play Lonely by Akon, sorry.
Maybe next.
not right now.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, what's her name again?
Sharon.
Sharon, that's right. She moved far away from family. She doesn't have many friends or family. She's lonely.
I don't know about not many friends. It's just those friends aren't filling the void.
They're not filling the void she needs.
They're not doing it.
I get that. You have to find your people. Even in friendships, you have to find your people.
I wish we knew how old she was. Yeah. I'm assuming young enough to still be nomadic, if you will. You know what I mean?
Dude.
Pre-settled, quote-unquote.
You can be nomadic at any age, I'm learning.
You can. Well,
depending on kids or not.
That's why I said quote-unquote.
But, of course, look at the people in their little vans traveling the world with their kids now on TikTok.
Come loving on. And living. Live, laugh, love, yep. for real.
Amber's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Hi, Amber.
Morning.
So, I sort of agree with Allie.
Oh, I love it.
You got to find your people.
Right into it,
but
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over a year ago, I married my husband, the Eskimo.
Congratulations.
And I have felt homesick, too, because I moved quite a bit away, about 7.5 hours from my husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
From my family,
your family
and my home.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how do you deal with it?
How do I deal with it is, you've got to find an activity that you grew up doing, or like a meal that just makes you feel like you're at home. And even if you find your people,
reconnect,
you're still going to have a little bit of homesickness. But make something that like makes you feel like home.
You know what? This is interesting because this happened with me and my sister. I'll use an example.
Okay.
So, you know, I grew up Jewish. We had Hanukkah. And we have lots of foods, traditions, and, you know, it's not an ethnicity, it's a religion, but...
I know. But it has traditions attached to it.
So, when I was in one of my most serious relationships, one of the first things he did for me was make latkes.
Oh, hey!
And to make me feel at home.
Give you a taste of home.
I'm going to make some of the food your mom made. So he did. And my sister's husband did the same thing, not knowing that my ex had done that. So there is something you can do to make them feel at home.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought up this story as an example.
And Amber can do that for herself.
I hear what she's saying.
And then combo your guys' advice together. Mm-hmm. And now we've got Sharon doing things that she used to love, and maybe find some people that loves the same things that she used to love when she was a kid or at home or connected. Mm-hmm. Bruh, and then all of a sudden, boom, your people.
And they're trying to connect with you.
Yep.
As well, like my ex was trying to connect with me in that moment and learn about my traditions I grew up with, right? Just like Aaron makes Colombian food probably and tries to learn about your culture and
your
traditions.
That's love.
And that's love, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like for example, I found a church family, and they have taken me in. The pastor has taken me in and everything. But, you know, occasionally I'll make a meal that, you know, my grandmother made or mm-hmm. my mom made. Mm-hmm. And I'll take it to the Bible study on Wednesday night.
To share.
And mm-hmm. it tastes like home.
Right. And then you're sharing it with people that feel like home.
Southerner, but
we're going to leave him alone. Leave Eskimo alone.
Nobody asks what he thinks. Thanks for calling, Amber. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. I'm scared to go to Amanda and Racine, but let's do it because you know why. We misspoke her son's name this morning. Yikes. It's Isaiah. Amanda.
Yikes. That's my theme song off.
No, you were good. You were perfect.
You're amazing, Amanda. You're perfect.
Oh, thank you.
It was our
yeah.
fault. It was on us.
I didn't even know what happened earlier, but I was like, what the heck?
Somebody that I know texted in who has a son named Silas, and I go, isn't that Amanda and Racine? And they go, and then DZ and I
like, no,
blanked.
Name's Elijah.
And I go, his name's...
You figured it out, though.
I said it's Isaiah, and we caught ourselves. Yes. So I apologize for forgetting your child's name. Now, what do you
There's
think...
There's a lot of babies in our lives, okay?
Seriously, what do you think that this person should do?
Honestly, Allie, I'm with you. I think it's not about, like, the location. I think it's about creating your own family.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I created my own family. And you never know who you're going to meet, because years ago, I did a telethon, like a volunteering telethon at 5-6. Got to talk to Ted Perry, mm-hmm. talked about NASCAR racing. I didn't even know who my friend Sally was. I never knew this person.
At all?
And then we just started talking.
Ah, and then
for hours. And people were like, you know this person? I said, absolutely not. But we're having a great time talking.
BFFs.
You're like me and Ted Perry. Yes. We go way back.
Yes.
Me and TP.
Me and Ted Perry. Yeah, me and Ted Perry too, right?
My dog.
Hysterical. All right, Amanda. So
keep searching.
Amanda's keep searching. Saying volunteer. Yeah. She volunteered for a telethon. Think about that.
Well, you never know what you're going to meet.
So that's the advice. Volunteer for a telethon.
No, or anything.
A telethon.
Anything.
All right, Amanda.
Love you.
Have a good day. Love ya.
Bye.
Love Elijah, too. I mean, yes. Isaiah.
No, Silas? No.
All right, Audrey's
in. Okay, now we're just being goofy.
Audrey's in Racine. We call her Audrey from Detroit, though.
So you better put some respect on the area. Tell me where you're from. Straight out of
Compton. Another crazy ass. Hi, Audrey.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What do you think that she should do? She's feeling lonely.
So I was thinking about it yesterday when you guys brought up Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I think 103.7, we should have a Friendsgiving. Bring her over.
Oh.
What day, though?
We don't have time. We're very busy.
Listen, Audrey.
Audrey, we should have talked about this weeks ago. I'm sorry.
How are you just going to spring that on air?
Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. No offense. That wasn't to
us. I was
going
to say, what did I do?
That sounded horrible before we started, right?
Good morning.
You know what I'm saying about? Yesterday we talked about if we were ready for the snow, and it's not going to snow a ton, but it's snowing right now.
Right now, I don't know what is going on.
So I went to our voice messages in the Odyssey app, and Lala left us one.
Good morning, it's Lala. Whoever said they're ready for winter and there's snow and this forecast, they lying. I ain't ready. Nobody ain't ready.
Nope.
And Angela from Target, I need a hookup on a cute jacket, please. Thank you.
Angelo's my guy. Back off.
Angelo's our Target guy.
Just because he's DZ's best friend doesn't mean that you get to have him, Lala. He's my guy.
What size coat, though? We got you.
Oh my gosh, it is coming down right now, so be careful, be safe. And I wanted to bring up something that a lot of people, you know, and Waukesha have not forgotten,
mm-hmm.
but other people might not even realize, today is the anniversary of the day we lost 6 lives during the Waukesha parade. It was November 21st, 2021.
Whoa,
3 years.
It's been 3 years?
Yeah, so today is that
day. I'm one
day.
Of the people that didn't remember today mm-hmm. was the day. Wow.
Yeah, November 21st.
That was a very crazy day.
Crazy day for everyone. Scary when we, you know, 6 lives were lost.
I mean,
from children to grandmothers, you know.
But the Bugs Grand Dancers were mm-hmm. involved in a lot of other people.
We lost
you know
a kid.
What I'm saying? We lost
Jackson Sparks.
We had family jerseys for Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the list of craziness and sadness Wow, but 3 years?
3 years since that parade.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've continued on.
Rest in peace,
and
for sure.
And we will never forget. And so no. It's, you know, because it was like, is the parade going to come back? And it did.
Yeah.
And it did, because we were part of that parade for years. I remember being in that Waukesha parade, and it was a huge, exciting time for the city of Waukesha.
No, Waukesha does the parade.
They get down. Like, yeah, they get, you know, down. They get down with their downtown. So
They get down with the downtown.
I
see what you did there.
70 people injured that day, and then we lost 6 lives. So just never going to forget that November 21st was the day in Waukesha.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Crazy. Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to play some music now, and we're going to get into Am I the Jerk? And then we have tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Because
there's no smooth transition talking about that parade. Let's be real.
But we got something to brighten the day and hopefully help this weather.
Absolutely. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well.
Well.
Listen to what this guy wrote in. He said, am I the jerk for warning my son his mom is about to snap? Hold on.
I'm a little confused.
Hear him out. Allie and DZ, my son is 13. He's an only child. My wife can be high strung at times, but she means well.
Okay.
And is usually trying to help.
I don't even got
to
hear the rest. But now go on. But go on. Go ahead.
But in those moments of trying to control the situation, she can cause unnecessary anxiety for our son.
Sure.
He's fine, and while she's really harmless overall, I can usually warn him that she's about to lose it on him.
I mean... Okay.
She recently found out that I've been warning him his mom is about to snap, and she is not happy about the situation. She feels like I'm being disloyal to her. So am I the jerk for warning our son that mom is about to throw a chancla at his head? That was for you, DZ.
Appreciate y'all for saying the chancla line.
Am I the jerk for warning my son his mom's about to snap? That is the question today.
Well, knowing they're Latino, changes my answer completely. Yes, you're the jerk, boy. Everybody should run.
Is it Angel or Angel?
It was always Angel. That's my dad's name, too. That's funny.
No, that's why I said that. All right. Am I the jerk for warning my son his mom's about to snap? Boy, I wish my mom would have warned me when my dad was about to snap, because he was the one who lost it in our household, and I never got a warning.
And I hear the united front as parents, and why if the parent finds out. Sure, shady, but
you're undermining the other parent, though.
That's what it is.
That's where I get annoyed with it. I'm like, okay, now I understand she's just having a moment and it's going to pass, but at the same time...
If she's having a lot of these moments, though, are you helping the kid avoid unnecessary trauma by being like, hey, your mom's on one. Watch out. Watch out. Why'd you leave the socks in the living room again? Watch out. Why'd you leave your backpack in the doorway?
She's
watch out.
She's holding the laundry basket and she's furious. I would clear the room.
Run! Run!
Do you think he's the jerk for warning the son that his wife is going to lose it on him or snap on him?
We're joking a lot, you know.
But seriously. Because it's funny, but it's not, right?
All jokes aside, I hear why you might come off as jerky because of the lapse in unification.
Exactly.
But your kid is old enough to understand and be talked to. It's not a baby, right? I think they're at a different age. That kid is growing up. And why I'm going to say not the jerk is because that kid is a young man now. And he's more than aware of the surroundings and what's going on.
You don't have to baby him about what's about to go down. He's going to have to handle conflict on his own at some point.
And a warning would be appreciated. Now, is a warning every single time? And maybe he's doing it too much, right? But when a parent is on one.
Consequences don't become consequences if you warn me that I'm about to. I'm like, oh, well, let me figure out how to maneuver this.
But then again, I'm thinking of my childhood and going, I know that I was a frustrating child. I know for a fact I caused some of the stress. So I'm not blame shifting, but is the child just being a 13-year-old or are they actually doing some things that he deserved? And right? And you shouldn't be giving him the warning and you just being a friend and not a father.
That's the thing. Like, is the son doing something and the mom's trying to fix it and you're going and saying, I'm with you on that.
Hey, I got your back. You know, is he undermining and being a friend, not a father? Jerk. If you're just going, hey, man, you know, you're becoming a little older. Mom's a little high strung today.
Yeah, Megan in Milwaukee texted, and he's the jerk. He needs to be on his wife's side.
Okay. I mean, we could be very much so split on this one. I do see both sides, but I'm saying not the jerk just because of how I feel like it's happening.
It said this is not being the jerk. First of all, let's not forget that some parents are extra brutal and they might react in even a physical way. So a fair warning is good. Absolutely. If somebody's about to get hit, I'm not judging that.
Chanclas don't count, though. Chanclas don't count.
That doesn't count. We're not talking about, physical abuse is a whole nother. That's not funny.
Close fist, not cool. No, chancla to the head. What'd you do?
Your mom's on one, and she's coming to yell at you. That's it, you guys.
Do the dishes, and she's about to wring your neck.
Everybody knows what that's like.
Well, not physically wring your neck, but that chancla's coming. That flip-flop is on the way.
Jen from Lake Geneva texted in, said, not the jerk. I do this with my kids when their father's on one. Sometimes it's necessary, like warns them.
Listen, you said it, and I echo. I wish I would have gotten a warning or two back in the day. I'm just saying. Maybe I deserved it, but I still would have appreciated the warning.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. You can always leave us a voice message on the app, too. I can't wait to see where everybody goes. Is he or she the jerk? No, he's the jerk.
He.
For warning his son that his mom is about to snap.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Angel, Angel,
yeah.
Wants to know if he's the jerk for warning his son his mom's about to snap. He said, my son's an only child. He's 13. The wife can be a little high strung and unnecessarily causing anxiety by having these little freakouts. So he tries to warn the kid. And then the wife found out and she's not happy.
That's it. Chancla's coming. Watch out.
Rebecca's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Morning.
Hello. Which way you going? Is he the jerk for warning his son mom's about to go off?
Absolutely not. That is good. That is a good heads up right there. 13-year-olds, little boys, they need to be smacked in the back of the head and hey, dude, knock it off. You're about to freak everybody out. Yeah. I appreciate it when somebody says, hey, your mom's going to lose it.
Chill out.
Want somebody to warn you mom's about to go off.
And maybe that's what it is. Dad's just giving her the chill out. Or him to chill out.
No, but nobody who's upset wants to hear chill out. That's like saying relax.
No. He's saying it to the son, chill out.
Oh, you're about to get in trouble. You better stop.
Your mom is on one because you need to chill out. And again, not blame shifting, but is this 13-year-old behavior or was it warranted?
See, put like that, I could get behind it, DC.
Right? That's right. A good...
If it's meant to be positive.
I feel like it's a way of, loving your child. I don't want to see you about to get the wrath. Let's reel it in a little bit.
Listen, I wish my mom would have warned me when Stan was on one, but she didn't. And so I could blame her for it being you didn't protect me from when Dad was on one.
I hear you.
So I get both sides for sure. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
But
I hear it
100%. At some point, you can't undermine yourself. Well, it depends on how serious it is.
And not to keep evolving this, but say Dad does give the warning. Like Rebecca saying, not the jerk, right? Give the warning. And then the kid does not chill out. Then it's like, all right, man, I tried, big dog. I'm with your mom on this one. I tried to help you.
Yeah, totally.
This is on you. Oh, grown enough. He's a young man. He's not a baby no more.
I grew up with all sisters, but I do find it interesting when I date men and they tell me how their dads would do this a lot. Their dads would come in and be like, all right, let me talk to you about your mom. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, they do that? Mm-hmm. Men, you team up behind our backs?
Not teaming. There's not a team.
I know, but
it's still the parent team
but
up.
But I get it.
But it's fun, man. Listen, Rebecca already kicks us off. Says, all right. Not the jerk.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Not the jerk. Parenting's hard work. We all need help. So.
Bars.
Girl.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I don't
we'll
know
talk
what
to
I'm
later.
Doing. Right? DZ doesn't know what he's doing. Right? I'm speaking for him. None of us know what we're doing.
Facts. 100%. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Lala next in Milwaukee, Destiny's wife.
The homie.
Morning,
fam.
All right. Is he the jerk for warning his son mom's about to snap?
Man, heck yeah. Okay. Listen, he is not a true Hispanic or Latino. If you're going to warn your child, that your mama is going to get that chocolate out. He, you know, this generation is soft enough, so why are you trying to warn him? You know, this got me pumped up because I didn't get warned, and look how I turned out.
Right.
Really strong and independent.
Uh-huh.
This generation is soft enough that he shouldn't be warned. And like you said, he's 13-year-old. He already knew what his mind gets pissed off about.
Yeah,
that's right.
So if he continues doing it, then you... And, you know, and then when he gets that chocolate, then the dad should be like, oh, well, you already know.
And Lala,
you were doing what you're supposed to be doing.
You have a teenager now, right? Isn't your daughter a teenager?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
14.
So maybe some experience.
And she already know.
Maybe some experience.
She already
know.
she don't get warned.
No, Destiny would die if she tried to warn. Please.
She knows better.
Mm-hmm. You guys
amazing.
Are hilarious.
All right. We love you, Lala. Thank you. She said
love
jerk.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
So now we're split down the middle.
50-50.
Let's see what Steve in Twin Lakes texted. And he said, I grew up in a single mother household. I wish I would have had the warning before she popped off. Trust me, my kids feel that, Steve.
Shout out, Steve, huh?
You're speaking for all the kids with single parents right now.
For real, though.
Last but not least, Michelle's in Menominee Falls.
Morning, Michelle. Tiebreaker.
Yeah. Good luck.
Hello. Good morning. I'm going not the jerk.
Ooh.
Hey. Not the jerk.
Go on. Because
so I agree with everything Rebecca said. Parenting is hard and you need all the help you can get. And yeah, I think that if you appreciate your spouse, you can go behind closed doors and be like, hey, listen, you know, we need to discuss this and give the kid a little bit of a warning. I think my husband and I do that pretty well, but we've got young ones, 1 and 4. So, it's like, okay, we each need a break every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Somebody texted in coming from an overstimulated mom, a warning is a good thing. And I get that. I mean, I get wound up sometimes and I have to circle back and apologize to my kids.
That part.
And I do that now because I learned in therapy, you can't let people treat you that way. I'm not saying I don't lose it on my kids like everybody else. I'm not saying that I don't hold them accountable, but I am saying there are times when I freak out and I have to come back and apologize because nobody apologized to me and I thought that people could treat me that way. And that it goes into adulthood.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is some mental health stuff here, but at the end of the day, toughen up. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, come on. Come on.
Well, and to peel it back.
I go back and forth on that.
To peel it back, even we're doing it now with our 3-year-old because sometimes we will say, hey, buddy, what you're doing, your mom does not like. Or, hey, your dad's not going to be happy about you touching
parenting.
That. You start, right. It's the, but that's a warning. That's us giving the kid a warning.
Big time.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
No, learn.
Absolutely.
All right. So
not the jerk.
Not the jerk for warning you. Mom's going to go off. Okay.
Appreciate it, Michelle.
I'm calling day 2 for me.
Oh.
Day 2.
Oh, thank you for keeping us in check. We ain't even realized day 2. We'll call it 2.5.
Day 2 because I won tickets yesterday.
That's right. That's, yeah, dog. She went crazy.
Oh,
let's go. She's on a roll.
For that theme song.
Woo.
Trucking along.
Well, it's funny you said that because we got to give away more tickets. Michelle, have a great day. Drive safe.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks.
Bye.
Because it is coming down out there, at least where we're at. Now it's white.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now it's white outside.
Don't keep reminding me, man.
It's going to be fine.
Wow, man. Wow. Why do you keep talking about it?
We're going to be fine. It's the first snow. It's not that dramatic, guys. We got this. Just be careful.
Sure.
It's brutal. We just saw the map on the news. We're sorry.
The traffic map. Yeah, y'all out there struggling. I'm sorry.
Sheesh, it is red. From 94 east to west to 894 to 794 to 94 north south. I mean, we're lit up like a Christmas tree on the map right now.
I don't want to be instigatory here, but I think it's ironic that it's 49ers colors with all that orange and red, bro.
You know what?
It's bad out there.
I'm about to fight you. You better knock it off. Be careful. Drive safe, please.
No, for real.
Whatever you do. Because
phones down, eyes up.
It's our first snow, and we're going to be fine, but you know how people get at the first snow? They forget how to act. So, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. There we go. Hoping for no injuries. But there's your injury lawyer if you have one.
But Nicolet got your back, yo.
Saying, okay, did you see, you and I were sitting in here, and they were talking about on the news how Cobra Kai, which is the Netflix show based on
Karate Kid.
Yes,
Daniel-san.
Did it just kick off the sixth or the seventh season?
I want to say it's the sixth season.
Come on.
And they lost me, bro. I don't know when all of this happened because I was actually watching the show.
I
was following.
Same.
And then I think it was season two. Maybe I dabbled into season three. And then all of a sudden, we're in season six, part two.
And this isn't about Cobra Kai. This is about shows in general, because I'm with you. I was on season two of Cobra Kai. I blinked, and then I looked at the news, and they go, season six coming out. And I go, slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Like, seriously?
Like, seriously.
I feel that way about Stranger Things. Even though they gave us so much ramp up and they made such a big deal about it, I fell off.
Did you?
When the seasons got more and more, if they were too far apart. Cobra Kai, it's like you can't even blink and they're back.
I mean, but they're back to back in them like it's crazy. I feel like they're dropping a new season every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because now how did six seasons happen just like that is
beyond me. This is like Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, God.
How it never ends. It goes on and on. And you're like, I watched that show till season 74, and then I gave up.
My wife's on season 89 now.
I can't believe Aaron's still... She's not the only one. Lots of people still watch it. That's Faithful. Why they keep making it. And I'm like, for real?
Shonda's grinding. I mean, she's got so many other shows, too. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a Shonda thing, the Shonda effect. I don't know. But she's out here in Shondaland going crazy because all of her shows have 15 or more seasons, apparently.
Oh, wait. Yes, season 21, at least, of Grey's Anatomy. At least. We're on 21 seasons we have of Grey's Anatomy because it started in 05. Now, that being said, you could say this for a lot of shows that if you think like that, because Real Housewives has been on for 20 years, some of these shows. I mean, they've been on since, and we have these cast members that we're attached to and we still watch.
They
rotate cast just like Grey's Anatomy did.
And it's a show, and a lot of these shows are shows that you can fall off on and then hop back in and almost kind of just catch up and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're reality TV shows, because think about it, Keeping Up with the Who's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
How many seasons? 109?
Something like that.
110th season this year?
22, I think.
They got more seasons than Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
Fam, what?
Okay, so let's look at this. This is interesting. We're talking about when the show took off and you went, how did we get to this many seasons? The longest running TV series.
Friends.
Nope.
Seinfeld.
34 seasons.
34? Who? What?
You're going to go, oh, when I say it.
Who?
It's animated.
Animated?
Come on.
Animated?
The Simpsons.
Oh.
The Simpsons. 34 seasons.
Okay.
Okay.
That's definitely a show that I don't watch anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's not a cartoon. I just kind of, I don't know. It mm-hmm. just stopped. I just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But the Simpsons are still active.
I'm not counting soap operas because they try to throw these in here and they run for your whole life.
You better not disrespect the young and the restless.
I'm sorry. Dude.
Season 9000?
No, once Victor died, I was out. Oh, you know what I mean.
I don't.
Oh, I don't know who Victor is. You're too young.
I'm too young for
Never
that.
Never mind. No, I'll move
Victor,
on.
Not Victor. Shout out, Victor.
You're not a true Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful person, are you?
I'm not. I'm Golden Girls to the core, baby.
So basically, yeah, they got to six seasons or seven of Cobra Kai, and I'm just like, how are these shows making so many seasons? Survivor. No, it's in its 46th.
I thought Survivor was done.
Hell no. It says it's in its 46th season. Maybe it's done now. They've done 46.
Well, and I could, obviously, jeez, correct me if I'm wrong, but these are these shows where you're like, what? Idol, another one. God. A billion seasons later.
American Idol's been on. I remember the year Kelly Clarkson won. It
crazy.
Was 02, maybe? I mean, that's 20-some years, too. And look, she got a talk show now.
Put it to you like this. Some people now no longer even know Kelly Clarkson won Idol.
They don't know she's from Idol.
No,
yeah.
They just think she's just famous.
Or they think Katy Perry was always a judge. They have no idea who some of these people, I bet people don't know Mariah Carey was a judge for a hot minute. I bet they don't know Nicki Minaj was a judge.
I forgot both of them were judges for a hot minute.
For those of you that don't remember or didn't know, they cast Mariah Carey to replace Paula Abdul.
Right.
And then they cast, for the first time, another woman, Nicki Minaj, and Mariah Carey flipped out, according to people behind the scenes, because she thought she was going to be the only woman.
Diva.
And then they brought a woman who's a little more spicy than her.
Diva.
And then it all went down. So, yeah. Somebody texted in The Simpsons. Oh, The Challenge. The Real World Road Rules Challenge. They said they're in, like, season 36.
That show is not still on.
Yeah, it is. Law and Order Special Victims Unit, 26 seasons.
My wife is strong with that one.
That's Stacey and Racine texted that in.
Shout out Detective Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think he's on the show anymore.
Said it's Survivor's currently airing season 47.
Wow. I forgot about probably 90% of the shows we've just mentioned.
They've signed on for 50 seasons at least for Survivor.
Jeez.
Okay, 414-533-1037. These long-running... What did you start and just not finish because you didn't even know there were more seasons? I mean, this is becoming a problem. The TV shows are so oversaturated. I talked to a TV producer about this, that everything blew up when we started streaming.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is now we have something... There's like 36,000 shows or something, and there's something crazy, and so now it's oversaturated, and a lot of people are pulling back from this.
Everybody's sharing logins, and nobody's getting their own account.
Nobody's making money anymore. It's oversaturated.
So they got to figure it out.
They got to figure it out and make it smaller. So we'll talk to you guys next.
Speaking of, I need to borrow your Peacock login. All right,
get your own Bravo login. No, I'm busy with Real Housewives.
I got a couple shows that I ain't been watching. I got to catch up on season 50.
We'll talk to you next. Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We're talking about these long-running shows and how Cobra Kai somehow got to 6 seasons on Netflix. And you and I blinked and went, how did we get to 6?
And that's just the newest show that I feel like all of a sudden took off with seasons. Because normally you got to be on since 2011 to at least have a few. 6 seasons is egregious in the number of years I feel like they've been out.
Well, Angel is in Milwaukee. Angel's 10. Angel's dad made him call.
Morning, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Hi. What show were you going to say has too many seasons or runs forever?
Pokemon.
My kids are Angel. So mad they're not here right now, let me tell you. They would love this. Oh, Hudson's in Pokemon Club now.
They still got Pokemon shows, though?
Yes, they evolve. Like, see what I did there? And I only know they evolve because every time I turn around, Hudson's watching a different one.
So are you a big Pokeball guy?
Yes.
There we go. Okay, so he's out here just saying, from experience, how far back? Have you been the OG? Did you go back to the old schools from the olden days in the 1900s?
Yes.
Oh, he's a real one. Oh, he's a real
one. Well, Vicky and Kenosha texted in and said the challenge, Road Rules Real World, which you also said off the air, and that's in season 40.
That's why. No, that's too much. Way too much. I can't believe that's still on.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Angel, you have a great day. You and your dad.
Olden days. Thank you.
Thank you. Go catch them all. Bye. You see what I did there?
Yep. Somebody texted in and said, I decided to finally watch Desperate Housewives during my 12-week maternity leave. Didn't even make a dent. I think I got to season 7. So Desperate Housewives was 12.
And how long are the episodes? Because that always matters.
Actually, it's not 12. She had a 12-week. I don't know how many there were of Desperate Housewives, but that was a huge show. I mean, that's why Eva Longoria.
And people forget about it.
But we forgot about Terry Hatcher, didn't we?
Well, I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly. Ooh. Megan in Milwaukee texted in, said, One Piece, the anime, has 21 seasons and 1,000 episodes.
One Piece does have a lot.
Is
One
that
Piece
a Pokemon thing?
No, it's anime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Pokemon is anime, even though it's Americanized anime. We're getting into the semantics of the differentials.
This is a good one. Teen Mom on MTV. And Sister Wives also has like 22 seasons now. By the way, Teen Mom is still on, and I can't believe it when I see it. And I'm like, so's Jersey Shore.
Catfish. Dog. The list goes on.
It for real goes on. And Jersey Shore, someone just texted, which you love Jersey Shore. I do too.
I'm not going to lie. So there's a lot of new shows, the Shore shows. Jersey Shore is OG for life. Yeah. I even prefer to watch The Family Vacations. And that new show, even though it's a continuation for sure.
Yeah,
All the Shores.
Well, we see all your texts and we appreciate them. Somebody said, I just restarted Desperate Housewives. Whole new show now that I'm a mom. Yeah, it probably doesn't read the same.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
As someone who has sons, watching the old lady sleep with the teenager gives me the ick now. And that was there was a storyline for that on House. That's crazy.
I don't want to think about that. The Office. Another show. The Office. Everybody think about The Office.
Let's leave on that note. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Whoops, what, Allie?
My big sister, Penelope, she just texted me.
Penny!
She goes, I thought you wanted me to come on the show today. And I go, I do. Can you call right now?
Like right now. 414.
She knows the number. My sister, Penny, she's my older sister. She's 8 years older than me. So we did not really grow up together, but we grew up together. And then she was in college and, you know, gone and all that. But we're really close in adulthood. Good. She's calling. Pull her up. Penelope. You can pull her up. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. There she is. DZ was treating you like you didn't know how to do this. I'm like, she's been on the radio a million times.
No, not even that. I just didn't hit the button that I've hit a million times before and went, why isn't it working? Well, you got to make it work. DZ, you got to make it work.
I actually was just going to text your wife, DZ, and say, don't forget, we have a date on December 16th with my sister because she's coming to town.
That's right. She is coming to town.
Mm-hmm. She wants to hang out with you and Aaron and the boys. So we're going to dinner.
Yep. Yes.
And my boys, too, obviously.
Yeah, the whole boys.
Even if you just come over and we order pizza, we're doing something.
That sounds like what we want to do.
That's what we're doing then. Penny's been out with me when the boys were little. It's a nightmare. You know how it is.
You know. Unless we're doing hibachi, we're at home.
She's coming, though, to help me when I have my skin removal surgery in December.
Right.
So I am having the final, hopefully, skin removal. I'm doing the bottom half, which sounds so funny. But basically a backplasty, which I'll talk more about on this show because I lost 150 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I did my arms, stomach, and breasts. And now I'm going to do the backplasty and kind of get some of that skin on my lower half get dealt with. And I can't wait.
The rest.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We're excited.
So the reason I brought Penny on is not because she's coming to visit and helping take care of me.
You're just going to shout her out because she's coming to town?
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Okay, bye.
No. DZ, something huge, pun intended, happened with my sister, and I wanted to bring her on because it's only fitting.
Is everything okay?
Hell yeah, everything's okay. She decided she wanted to lose weight as well.
Yeah.
And she started her own journey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Penny, you've been on a journey.
How long have you been losing weight, Penny? How long has it been now?
Almost a year and a half, since July of 23.
And she's never given up, and I'm proud of her because, like me, you have to figure out to just keep going.
Yep.
We all want to quit.
And it's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
I mean, getting to a year even, and getting past that is not easy. Getting to a month, come on now. Y'all, let's be honest.
Well, Penny's persevered, and she texted me yesterday morning. I'm so proud of her. She has finally joined the 100 Club. She has lost over 101 pounds.
Penny, is that true?
Woo! Yes. Woo!
Yeah.
She's not even using Ozempic, which I would get behind, but she's not.
It ain't even the GLP-1s, y'all.
Honest to God, like, I support my friends who are on it because whatever works for you. But
yes.
Penny should be acknowledged for the hard work she's put in. And I know how much discipline it takes, Penny. We both grew up and we've been yo-yoing our whole lives, her and I. And so she gets it. It is hard to have that self-control and that self-discipline. But it's an addiction to food, man.
It's the food.
It is what it is. And her and I talk about it all the time. And I don't want to pressure her because we put her on the air and it makes pressure, but I'm so proud of her. How can I not?
Penny, how you feeling? Honestly, I mean, 100 down is no small feat. So tell us, what's the first thing that comes to mind now that you're 100 in?
Well, I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I had a parent night last night and I came home and my feet did not hurt.
Because she's a
principal.
Where
I would have taken ibuprofen and all kinds of stuff just to make it through the night and, you know, the day, mm-hmm. being on my feet, and I was completely fine.
Aww.
So
it's the little
it's
things.
It's that stuff that matters.
It's the little
it's
things.
It's not how I look.
It's the quality
it's
of life.
How I feel.
It's the quality of life, and that's what keeps you motivated.
The look's just a bonus. At the end of the day, once you're in it, because at first, yes, I will say losing weight, it's like, oh, the motivation of, I look good, I feel good, but then you start to feel good.
Mm-hmm. And the steps, and the steps when you're a bigger person or you're overweight or whatever that you take sometimes, and the anxiety that ensues with it, like I can speak on my own, just fitting in seats, flying on an airplane.
Just health,
dude. Penny used to be so stressed, I feel like, before she would fly, and I would hear it from her. And she just, now, Penny, you can speak for yourself, but now isn't it nice to just get on a plane and not be worried you're gonna fit in the seat and will you affect the people around you? It's like a quality of life thing, you know.
Yeah, it's totally different.
It's got nothing to do with them. It's got to do with us.
Us.
You know
what
I mean?
It's internal. It just manifests externally. We can't help it. We're all the same.
And I talked to her on FaceTime. I'm like, damn, you look skinny. Not that skinny's the goal, but.
But here we are. We can't wait to meet you now. Like, I'm excited. Like, can we get to December?
She feels like she's mad right? She didn't meet you last time she was here. I said, we were busy. We're
going to get to it, though.
We are.
So, Penny, quality of life is the most different. I love the story about last night, how you said back in the day you would have had to take ibuprofen because your feet hurt and they don't anymore. Mm-hmm. You get the, remember when we went to Universal Studios when I went to visit her with the boys?
Right.
She walked. When was that? Last summer? What month? No.
Last summer.
It was this summer.
No, this past summer.
We went out and she walked the whole day with us.
That's a lot of walking.
And I was so proud of her because I remember when Penny, we'd go to New York to visit our sister and mm-hmm. she'd be like, I need a taxi. I can't walk that far.
What? Hey, New York's a lot of walking.
It's a lot, but not anymore. Now, she did it last time we were there.
Hey, now her feet don't even hurt. Woo! What?
So again, I don't talk about this to tell people they got to be skinny. It's not the goal. The goal is to feel good.
Yes.
You know, and not have a bad quality of life or be stressed out about things and to each their own. If you're Lizzo's size and you're happy, do you,
love
boo?
It. Love
do
it.
You? But if it's causing you anxiety when you get on a plane or when you
live life,
when you live life, then you have to have a real talk with yourself, everybody. Because that's another level. Somebody texted in and said, Penny's about to be a dime piece.
Hey, we already there. What?
Please.
Hey, Penny.
Hottie.
Penny plus nine more. Because Penny to make a dime, get it?
I told her after my skin removal. She's up.
I do got to ask, what's the next goal? Penny, what's the next goal? Genuinely, I mean, being 100 down, what's next? Another 100?
Mm-hmm.
I want to lose more. I don't really have a number.
No goal.
How much do you have?
About that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. How close do you are?
But then what is the next goal? Right. Mm-hmm. Like what is the next step that you're working on for yourself now that you've met this goal? No weight involved, whatever it is. What are you planning on next for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, more traveling, more fun.
Enjoying.
More things that just don't. Things I couldn't have done before, like go to Disneyland. I'm not scared to go now because I think I can do it.
Mm-hmm. So what she's saying is she's just working on improving the quality of life like she has been for the last year and a half.
And it was great because I got my sister back and my son's got their aunt. They always had her. She spoils the hell out of them. But you know what I mean.
But now she can really be as involved as she wants to be and not have to worry about nothing.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, my sister is on the phone, Penelope, the one in California, and she lost she hit 101 pounds just from, she's doing keto, basically, kind of what I did. What is what I did? And her and I talked the other day, and I get it. There, when I bring up skin removal, it's half joking, because when you're in the middle of your weight loss, you can't even fathom that.
No,
you
no.
can't even, you have to, I kept it off for a few years before I even did the skin removal. And I think Penny gets that too. Like, you want to get it off, then keep it off. And then you got to work on the discipline of keeping it off.
And working on the new lifestyle.
And then going from there, right? It's tough. Yeah. So good job,
Penny.
Well,
I always say maintaining is harder than losing it. Mm-hmm. I think losing it is easy. It's 100. Keeping it off is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. Right.
Robin in Glendale texted in Penny and said, for what it's worth, from a stranger, congrats. So proud of you for investing in yourself and your health.
It's worth a lot.
Those are some great
thank you.
And she said, those are some great non-scale victories. That's right. Forget about the scale.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's good to check in mentally, because that part of the focus, you see the number and then you get on the scale and it fluctuates and you can get happy and unhappy. And it's about sticking to the course, sticking to the plan and continuing to do you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you, Penny. I can't wait to see you at Thanksgiving next week, and then I'll see you again in December for my surgery.
I
love you more, Penny.
Prepare to be sick of me.
Oh, and I love you too, DZ.
Oh, hey, Penny, guess what? Guess what?
What?
We got this next week. We're going to be with the whole fam at Thanksgiving. We got this.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
No, we don't.
Let me know if y'all need an SOS.
Yes, we do.
We're
going to be fine.
SOS.
SOS now.
Ha 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 ha! SOS! All right, Penny, love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Somebody else texted and said, way to go, Penny, as a sister pair who is also on a weight loss journey. It's so great to hear how supportive you are of each other. Oh, well, this is my thing, Deezy. I always have people around me trying to lose weight. You've seen it. Yeah. Everybody and their mom's trying to lose weight, however they do it. And I never bring it up unless people bring it up, because I never want them to feel pressure, because I don't care if you're skinny or big. You're beautiful, so do what you want to do.
And
if you come in and you look skinny, I'm going to tell you. But for the most part, I just don't even acknowledge it until I'm like, you know.
You know what I have found myself doing recently? If I'm looking to compliment somebody, because even talking to Penny just now, I caught myself like, stop thinking about the weight. That's not what this is about. It's not really about the weight.
It's not.
That's just where it starts, and that's just what people focus on, even myself.
Mm-hmm. We're all so like that.
Digressing, what I've tried to condition myself to say, rather than be like, oh, hey, you look so skinny. Oh, are you losing weight? Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, you're looking really good.
That you look really healthy.
Hey, you look nice.
Dude, when people tell me I look healthy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would rather hear that over skinny. When they write that on Facebook, you look so healthy. You look healthy. You look healthier. I'm like, oh, that is the compliment. That's the compliment.
Doesn't mean we are. Now, people can be skinny and unhealthy. Don't let that be the threshold.
Brian in Calabama, who eats bacon all day and that doesn't work out.
Some of us just got it like that.
Jerk.
But no, for
but
real,
I
though.
I get you on this, that.
The flipping of the compliment of removing weight, removing size, removing anything, and just saying, you look good.
You look good. And remembering that it's a choice.
Yeah.
Like, I'll leave you with this, because I've said this on the air before, and I'll say it again for those that haven't listened. It clicked with me one day when I realized most people, 90% of people who are not overweight or open. I'm not talking about the stupid BMI scale. I don't care about that thing. I'm talking about, you know, if you're overweight, you know, if you can't fit in a seat or whatever, like, you know, I'm saying that it clicked for me when I realized people make choices every day and it's a choice, and that I choose discipline and control. That doesn't mean I'm not undisciplined in other parts of my life.
Yeah.
I struggle with all kinds of things with discipline, but this is what it is.
No, I will be getting McDonald's later for lunch, even after this conversation. You're not wrong.
And I get McDonald's too, without the bun, though. You can do it too, DZ. You look great. You don't need to lose weight. You say this all the time.
Hey, I'm trying to be the next one 100 down. No lie, though. Okay. Like, no lie. Just personally.
You don't have 100 to lose.
I do have 100 to lose. I weigh 265.
You'd be a skeleton. No.
Well, maybe not 100, I lose 50 to 80. I'll be all right.
Whoever texted in, I was skinniest and I was the most depressed. There's another. Yep. See?
It's about finding your happy place. That's it. Size don't matter. Find your happy.
Yeah, find your happy. All right. This has been a motivational speech. You're welcome.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.